After the speakers, I will stop recording the call for open sharing. Anyone who wants to share at that, we will not be recording the shares. We're just going to be recording the speakers. So all callers have been placed on mute. Press star 6 to unmute only if participating in the call or during the open sharing. Our timekeeper, Grant, will stay unmuted. And again, everybody, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that my line is picking up. Please help me welcome our first today, John from California. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much. And, yeah, I could hear you much better the second time. I think it was good. So, hi, everybody.
Great.
Good morning and good afternoon. My name is John L., and I'm a gratefully recovering debtor. I am here in Northern California, north of San Francisco. I have been in DA and BDA for 19 years. If you're new, I really want to welcome you, and I hope that's in no way intimidating. But believe me, I wouldn't have hung around if this wasn't such an awesome program. I last incurred unsecured debt in 2010, so about 10 years ago, and my home meeting is the Thursday noon BDA, which used to meet in Corte Madera, California, and now, of course, meets on Zoom. And you all are welcome and invited. It's a great meeting. So it's one of the things that I really appreciate about the invitation to speak today is the opportunity to reflect on a 19-year journey. You know, I mean, who would have thought? I definitely didn't think that. I had no idea, is the truth. I not only didn't think of it, I had no idea that when I showed up in 2001 that this would become such a rich and important part of my life. But it absolutely has, and I'm grateful to the BDA Committee of the World Service Conference for organizing this and providing the opportunity, and I also am grateful, excuse me, for the theme of success in business. And I have to say that when I accepted the invitation, I had to think about that. You know, it's like, while the evidence is there in terms of my numbers, I kind of want to start with the end and work backwards maybe. But, you know, in terms of the numbers, you know, I have a successful business today. And, you know, what that means for me is a lot of things. Among others, the fact that there's more money coming in than going out. And that's taken a while. It definitely has taken patience, and the journey every step of the way has been rewarding. So, you know, it isn't that I didn't love DA and BDA along the way before there was more money coming in than's going out. And, you know, it really has been an up and down roller coastery journey. But I had to think about, you know, I'll say it this way, that I was talking to a member of our Bay Area intergroup during the week. And I told her that I was going to be speaking on this call about success in business, and I made some kind of offhanded remark about, you know, that's funny that they want me to speak about success in business. And she was like, oh, really? And I went, well, I am successful in business. I am successful in business. It's like I had to, like, confirm it or affirm it for myself. And, you know, and that's been part of my disease, and my challenge has been, you know, a very deep-seated sense of unworthiness. And so I'm, again, grateful for this subject because in reflecting on abundance in business, I've had to kind of, like, tell the truth about myself that I really do have a successful business. I have had a business for coming up on 36 years. It'll be 36 years in January. And that in itself has been a roller coaster ride. And obviously related to my BDA journey. But I also want to say that abundance in business for me definitely is about more than the money. The money is great, and the money definitely represents a kind of freedom and a kind of pressure relief. But I think that pressure relief and the fact that we call our pressure relief meetings or pressure relief groups PRGs, for those that are new, That's the acronym we use for three of us getting together and sharing fellowship and sharing support for each other, one of the really invaluable tools of BDA. That, you know, this move towards serenity and being at peace in my business is a form of abundance, you know, which is beyond words, really. It's not only beyond the money, it's beyond words. But it's something that I know matters to me even more deeply than the money, because I'm at peace and I have clarity and I have community and things like that that mean that I'm not doing it alone and I'm not stuck in my head all the time. One of the other things that, excuse me, I'm just going to pause for a second and take a sip. One of the other things that represent abundance to me that I want to share is a really direct experience of abundance, and one that's very rich for me at the moment, is having enough abundance in my business that I can say no to clients who are not desirable. And that's something which has happened recently for me twice in the last few months. It's a good example for me of not only a reflection of being abundant and having the freedom to choose and having the ability to kind of live into more of my vision of how I want to work and how I want my business to be. But it also is a reflection of the abundance of having communities of support. So the one that was a couple months ago, I actually talked to my sponsor about it because I had questions about whether this client was a good client and a good fit, and I saw potential problems, and he and I agreed that I should say no. And then I got on the phone with her right away, and I seduced myself into saying yes. It's like that, even whatever amount of recovery I have, you know, I knew the right thing, but I did the wrong thing. And I said yes, and I started working with her. And a week later, I saw the wisdom of the original decision and the way the thing had unfolded. And she was mildly abusive, but it's still yet abusive. And it just was not a good thing. And so I had to say no. And I called on all of the powers and the abundance of being in the fellowship and having the community in order to do that. And at the end of the day, I did it and felt a great sense of relief. But here's the thing. Higher power showed me that it was the right decision, as if I didn't already know. Two new projects, not one, but when I actually, I'll make a side comment, which is that one of the other forms of abundance that I've gotten out of BDA is an emphasis on self-care. And self-care for me includes playing golf. It's one of my passions and joys. And so I said no to her. I got clear that the right thing to do was send her back her entire deposit. Don't worry about the week of work that we had done and how we had, you know, what me and my company had done to get things started. And I went to play golf. I got back from golf, and I had two projects closed. So it's like higher power said yes. And it's like that's kind of a form of abundance for me in this program. And, I have to say that higher power clearly wanted me to get this lesson, because just this past week I had a prospective client contact me, and she was not as clearly difficult as the previous one. And one of my actual friends, as opposed to not in the program, but said to me, do you want okay clients or do you want great clients? And I talked to a couple more people. And again, the theme for me and part of the abundance of the program is not doing things alone. I got clear and my intuition was solid. And I actually called her yesterday and said, you're great. Your work is great, but I have a vision for my company of working with another, going in another direction. And so she was able to get that. And, that's just for me, remarkable abundance that by working the program and keep coming back, it has become, I end up having a business where I have the privilege, really, to be able to choose the clients that I want to work with. That was almost unimaginable, and I could think, it was unimaginable, certainly when I came into DA, and I guess I'll, in my spirit of going backwards, qualify myself to say that when I came into DA, I was about $75,000 in debt. I had short circuit as a business owner. I had, what's the right word? I mean, my classic difficulty was robbing Peter to pay Paul. And I had basically manipulated my payroll taxes. The payroll company that I was working with made a mistake, and they said, don't worry about it for now. We'll catch up at the end of the year. And I was working on, I guess I could call it in hindsight, a risky startup. And I said, oh, that's perfect for me. And, you know, in reality, it was perfect for me as a debtor to push back my payroll taxes, thinking I could pay them later. And then the end of the year came, and you know the story. I did not have the money to pay them. And it put my marriage at risk. It put the house that my ex-wife and I owned together at risk. It was a big mess, and I want to share that that wasn't the end of it. My ex-wife agreed to, basically bail me out with home equity, and that money was to pay off both federal taxes and state taxes that I owed. And because the feds were the ones that were threatening a lien on the house, I paid them off, but I did not pay off the state. And again, did that pattern of robbing Peter to pay Paul, and got busted a second time, or busted myself, and had to come to reality that even though I had started the program at that point, and admitted the original mistake, I carried on this pattern of thinking that I could manipulate my payables and rob Peter to pay Paul, and that that was some kind of solution to something. So that's how I got here, and like I said, it's been a long road. But today, I not only am debt free, I not only have not incurred any new unsecured debt since 2010, I'm debt free and have reserves, both a retirement account and actual reserves that I discovered. Just to let you know that my program is far from perfect. I was talking to someone, I think on a PRG of mine, about my reserves, and all of a sudden realized that the goal that I had had of having 6 months of prudent reserves was now something like a year, and I just wasn't checking in on it regularly. So That's part of my abundance as a business owner. I can't speak without saying that this is a 12-step program. I'm sorry, was somebody checking in with me about time? I think I have about 5 or 8 minutes. Grant,
about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have 7.5 minutes.
7.5, sorry.
7.5, perfect. Thank you. It's a 12-step program. Work the steps, work the steps, work the steps. It's like I love the tools, and our tools are very, very powerful and obviously also highly recommended. But for me, the personal recovery and really working on my core issues of vagueness, of intoxication when I do have money, of this robbing Peter to pay Paul, I really think that that came through working the steps. And then following through with making myself part of the community. It's, the abundance that I have in my life because of BDA and the friends and the regular PRGs and the sponsor that I check in with every week are, the value of that is incalculable. And I want to underscore what I said before about not working a perfect program. I don't work a perfect program, and not even close to it, and I don't know that anybody ever will. That's not the point. It's about literally progress, not perfection. But what I can say, and I do acknowledge myself for, is that I keep coming back. and I keep showing up and I keep getting feedback and I keep talking to other people. And that is a tool of the program, and that is abundance in business, because I don't make decisions alone. When I needed to say no to an undesirable client, I got support. Believe me, I could not have said no to that client by myself. It's like the compulsion to, there's money on the table here, John. You can't walk away from money. But if I want to have serenity and live the life that I want to live, I needed to say no, and I needed support in order to do that. So it's a great example for me. The other thing that I really want to underscore and make, in a way, a big positive pitch for is service. I'm showing up here today because of how much value I've gotten to DA from DA. And it's true, and it's an axiom, but I don't want it to sound trite in any way, that you get to keep it by giving it away. That the more I can share about my journey in BDA, the more I can continue. And so doing service at every level, whether it's being a sponsor or showing up for other people's PRGs or being part of intergroup or GSRs or, you know, being a treasurer, you know, we don't get to set up the chairs anymore, so I guess I'll say, you know, being a virtual meeting host, whatever. Whatever you can do to give back, to be of service, particularly if you've been around for a while and have seen some benefit from being part of BDA, do it, because you will get more out of it than anybody else, and that's what has kept me going. And I will say, and I talked earlier about issues of my low self-esteem, I think that, I like to speak and I'm comfortable speaking, but the opportunities that have been afforded to me by being able to speak in DA, both sharing at the meeting level and then speaking at events and speaking on calls like this, it makes me feel better. It enhances my self-esteem. I am able to make a contribution. Every time I hear somebody say thank you, you know, I feel like I did the right thing. And the bottom line in terms of abundance in business in DA and in BDA is that there's like this wind at my back, like wind in my sails that enable the sailboat of my business to continue moving. And again, it doesn't happen alone. It happens by making myself part of the fellowship. So it's a combination. I heard a wise person say one time that there are two wings to the bird. One is self-effort and the other is grace, or we would say program miracles, higher powers, influence. So we do the footwork. And we show up for each other and for ourselves, and then the grace or the higher power breadcrumbs, as I like to call them, show up. I feel like I love this quote that somebody gave me a little while ago. It's actually from a famous writer, and he's talking about writing, but I think it applies to the DA journey as well. He said that it's like driving at night in the fog. You can only see as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way. And for me, it's been those kind of the breadcrumbs or the light that's just only 6 feet in front of my car that has been the difference, that when I pay attention to the what I call the breadcrumbs that higher power has laid out, there have been shifts in how my business works that were not about clever business plans. They were about sitting with my PRG and talking about things and allowing there to be our intuition, the influence of our higher power, that moved my company from a project-based model to a retainer model. And it's the retainer model that has really given me the stability to have more coming in than is going out.
John, you've got 1 minute.
1 minute. Well, thank you, Grant. The other quote that I want to close with is one from the 12 by 12. It's actually in the seventh step. And it says that where humility had former stood, sorry, where humility had formerly stood for us for a forced feeding of humble pie, where humility had formerly stood for a forced feeding of humble pie, it now begins to mean the nourishing ingredient that can give us serenity. And, you know, that to me is kind of like the bottom line of the abundance in BDA, is that by participating, by going to meetings, by keeping coming back, by making myself part of the community, DA has become a nourishing ingredient on the way to serenity. And, you know, serenity for me is the ultimate abundance. I think I talked about that a little bit earlier, but I'm just really, really grateful that it's a spiritual program that does benefit my business and benefit my financial sobriety. And, you know, for that I'm forever grateful. And thank you again to the BDA Committee of the World Service Conference for putting this together and for allowing me to share.
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you very much.